Greetings again in Jesus' wonderful name. We're glad that you called in, and I'm glad to share this morning. I would like to look at a subject that is especially close to me because I'm a father, and chances are you're a father. I don't know who you are. Anyways, I would like to title this inspiration this morning, Fathers, Be Watchmen. And reading in Ephesians 6, verse 4, And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, as we bring our children up in the nurture and admonishing of the Lord, as we admonish them and nurture them, this gives a picture of having homes that are conducive to peace, and to growth, and prepare our children for the service of God. I'd like to look at a few things that we especially need to be watchful of. If we have sin in our home, if there's immorality, if there's strife, if there's whatever sin it might be, corruption from the world, it's not going to be a nurturing atmosphere. So we need purity. We need holiness for that nurturing atmosphere to be there. But the world is pressing in with all sorts of pressures of ungodliness, of lies, of wickedness of every sort. And it's gotten to where it has generated a lot of avenues that it can come into our home, whether it's in books, whether it's in the mail, whether it's with the internet, whatever it might be. There's just a lot of ways that the devil brings in evil into our home. So let's be watchful. Let's talk about Bible storybooks for one. I noticed that there's a lot of children's Bible storybooks that are written more like a fairy tale than the way it actually was. And that's troubling. We should be careful that the Bible storybooks that we allow into our homes are accurate and of the right spirit. I mean, if you see Noah on a little boat with some animals sticking their head out the window and Noah's there with a big smile, he looks like Santa Claus more than anything, that's not giving the right picture. I mean, that was a dreadful time. That was a fearful time. The ark was huge, and they got those animals in there, and they were mooing and baaing, and they had to be fed, and there was all sorts of action. And the rain was terrible on the outside, and there were multitudes of people that were drowning and probably crying out for help as they were drowning. It was a dreadful sight. And to make it into some sort of a jolly fairy tale is just not right. And as those things happen, as things get turned into fairy tale type stories, that's the way our children will tend to see it. As fairy tales or cute little stories. And it'll be hard to differentiate between the Bible and other made-up stories. Let's think about books in general. We should be very careful that we have edifying books in our home, that there's no corruption. There should be no room for romance novels. Be very careful with mystery books, those sort of things that feed the flesh. Now, we are very blessed in our day with lots and lots of very good, godly Christian authors that have put out lots of good books that are interesting, educational, entertaining in a good way. We have no excuse to think that there's just not enough good books out there. We need to compromise on the holiness, that box that we allow into our home. Another thing is games. We shouldn't have violent games or games of war or bloodshed, that sort of thing, and games that feed the flesh in other ways. There's lots of good games also that we don't need to venture into video games or other types of games that just feed the flesh and bring in corruption in that way. God programmed children to play, and to play as an exercise for what becomes real later in life. But don't have your children play with things that you don't want them to have to have in real life later on. When I see people putting Barbie dolls in front of their girls and sports cars and rip trucks and that sort of thing in front of their boys, I mean, what's going on? What are they going to want later on in life when they have real cars, real trucks, and the girls, when they grow up to where they're all of a sudden thinking about their appearance more, and they're going to lust after that Barbie doll figure. It's not good. We should be very careful that the things they play with are things that are blessed and sanctioned and holy later in life when they have the real thing. Another thing that plays into this nurturing our children in the Lord is being careful how we talk about authority in front of our children, whether it's governmental authority, secular authority, policemen, game wardens, whatever it might be in that line, or whether it's church authority, church leaders. How do we talk about them? Do we think highly of them? Do we talk highly of them? Or are we constantly degrading and belittling them and giving our children the notion that it's okay to do as we please? Well, you can expect problems later in life with your children if you're always talking bad about your authority, always putting them down and correcting them, maybe not to their face, but later on as you talk with your wife or whoever you're talking with to set your leaders in place. Children are very sharp in seeing how we relate to authority. So these are just some thoughts that I hope you're doing already. And if you're not, I hope you can consider it and be wise in your fatherhood, be wise in raising children for the Lord. And yes, we are responsible. We are responsible for our children. God gave us these precious souls to raise for Him. May we take it seriously. May we do what we can to prepare them for a life of war, a life of battling the good fight of faith. Yes, we can't protect them so much that when they grow up, they can't even function in real life. We need to prepare them for that. We need to talk with them and share with them the things that face us in our day. We can't bring them up in a greenhouse environment and then all of a sudden let them be adults, let them be out in the world and expect them to withstand the storms of life. We need to teach them how to walk through victoriously, walk through things, how to reject that which is evil, hold on to that which is good. So I hope you understand the balance there. I hope you can go through your bookshelf and your games the way that Christ would have you go through it, and get rid of things that are not holy. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we are commanded to be holy. It says, "And be ye holy, as I am holy. We are to be holy, to seek holiness, like God is holy. So when we sit our children down to games, to books, and that sort of thing, are we generating true holiness, or are we generating carnality, kind of lusting after the flesh? God bless you. I hope that you have a wonderful day and you can be encouraged in the Lord.